we joke around.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we've got Stax recording artist Southern Avenue. That plus Preston Lauterbach continues his series, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Coming up tonight at 11 on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Streaming online at krvs.org.
My friend Lil Buck this morning. The blues is killing me. Lil Buck, Senegal.
Killing me. Let it be. Oh, let it be. But when I go, just let me down. let me down. Real slow. Thank you.
This is another beautiful Saturday because we got people that's visiting today, and it's always a pleasure to have people that come by and talk about the things that's going on in the community. And so it's a good thing. So, John, you about ready?
Yeah, I am. I am ready for whatever.
All right, it's on you.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, good morning again, and welcome to Zydeco Song Pass LA with JB and MC every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it right here on the University of Louisiana at Lafayette in Burke Hawthorne Hall, the best and the most up-to-date studio that you can find in southwest Louisiana. But we are very fortunate this morning, and surprising, we have a guest in the studio, but we're not going to introduce that person right now. We'll let Madame Odile and her friend from Cameroon is going to introduce the guest that we have on this Saturday morning, and we're very fortunate to have. Anyway, the reason why they're here, and they're here for, again, reminding you about the trip to Montanique from the students of Myrtle Place Elementary School. that are attempting to visit Martinique, and they are seeking some support, financial support, to help some of the students who are unable to provide the necessary funding for the trip. So therefore, I'm going to let Madame Odile tell you exactly, and she's going to introduce the guests that we have in the studio, the two guests that we have in the studio on this Saturday morning. Madame Odile, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien, et vous?
Ah, ça galope maillé doucement.
Ben, ça galope aussi doucement.
Oui?
Oui, oui.
Ça va commencer à galoper plus vite.
Absolument, oui. Absolument. Mm-hmm. So, we are very happy to be here this morning, and we have the honor to have a wonderful guest. Please welcome Gino de la Fosse. He's here with us this morning. Bonjour, Gino.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, merci. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank
we
you
are
so
very
much
excited to have you with us this morning.
I'm glad to be
and,
here.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. And we also have Félicité from Cameroon. Bonjour, Félicité.
Bonjour.
Welcome. Bonjour. Welcome to KRVS.
Thank you.
Thank you for being host with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Good. Fantastic.
So, we're having an activity that's going to be taking place in an effort, in support of the trip to Martinique. And is an activity that's taking place where and when?
Okay, the activity will be, you know, at Barnes & Noble on March the 24th from 4:30 to 7:30. We will be having a book fair, a Myrtle Place book fair, and we will be selling some books in French. And each book that will be sold, and when you're going to buy your book, please make sure that you say you're buying it for Myrtle Place students going to Martinique. Mm-hmm. So the book will be sold, and 10% to 15% of the sale will go to our trip to Martinique, will go to the student trip to Martinique. So we're expecting a lot of people there, and we really hope that everybody will come to support this event.
What time? What time exactly?
It will be for 4:30 to 7:30.
4:30 to 7:30.
Yes, okay. At Barnes and Noble on Johnson Street by the mall. Street.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you're going to have the special guest. Is that
we're going to have a special guest. And Gino de la Fosse agrees to come with us to support the event. Thank you, Gino. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
And Gino, are you going to be playing? Is that what it is?
I'm going to bring my accordion. I might get somebody to bring a rubber board or a triangle or something. We're going to do a little kind of acoustic set or something. And okay. If anybody want to come, we'll have a little visit with them or a little question and answer period, interview, whatever they want to do. Or maybe they have a couple of songs they want us to play. However they want it, we'll do it. But I hope that everybody can come out and support the Myrtle Place Elementary Book Fair to send these kids to Martinique. Mm-hmm.
What is one of your primary interests in all of this, though, other than raising, helping them to raise money? I know we all in this community, but to have you, Gino, as being involved in this, what do you think that is important in your present and contributing your time for all of this, though?
Well, one is that I hope that, you know, with my presence there, we can get people out there to support this book fair. And second, I think it's such a wonderful experience for these kids to be able to go to Martinique. This may be an experience they may never be able to experience again. And hopefully it's not their last time. But I think it's wonderful for kids to be able to get out and see different cultures and broaden their horizons.
That's what I'm seeing as well, too, and it's very well said and very well put it, because we've been saying this all along throughout the community on the air as well. We've been talking about the exchange and how the culture in this area is so unique. And we always try to brag about our culture in this area because the multifaceted or multicultural mixture that we do have in this area. And one of them happened to be French or Creole. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we want to continue to support and preserve it. And our organization, of course, Creole Incorporated, were incorporated and founded on that basis. And so with Madame Odile and the French Immersion Program in the school system, and we started off with the idea, and well, what made us really get started with Creole was we had an exchange of students from Haiti. Wow. And they were having some difficulties having host families. And so we then became very interested in saying, we just need to form an organization to put together, and this is why we started this off. So in support of what the effort in which you're doing is why we are doing and why we are involved today in KRVS, Melvin and I, is to make sure that we continue to support this. Now, we have a young man on the other side over there, which is a student of yours.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he might just want to say something. And in support of that. And Melvin, would you get him to get and say something over there?
And this is Bryce.
Hello.
Come on, say.
Bonjour. Mon nom est Bryce Delafos. Je suis 9 ans. Et je veux vraiment aller à Martinique. C'est $200 pour aller. Et comme ils ont dit, on a une fundraiser à Barnes & Noble's. C'est à 4:30 et puis
4:30 demi est-ce qu'à 8 heures?
Oui.
Là ça te peut vendre des
les livres en français.
Ah oui, uh-huh. C'est vrai.
Les livres en français.
Oui.
Ok.
Mais ça c'est bon.
Yeah,
il parle bien de français.
Ah, mais je suis impressionné. I'm very impressed with his French. I'm very proud of you, Bryce. You know, we will be selling, you know, some books in French, mm-hmm. and you know, we have a very, very rich program that night. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna start with a scavenger. That's how we say that. Comment on appelle ça? La chasse au trésor.
Yeah. We'll be right back after those brief messages.
Okay.
Yep. We're going to take a break right now at 11:29, and we'll be back with the last segment, and we'll finish talking to Bryce and the rest of the group to talk about fundraising.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM. Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Oh, you don't need a stamp on your passport to enter the world and culture of jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne, the producer of Passport to Modern Jazz, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. here at KRVS. I'm going to walk you through the gate into the sounds of concept New Orleans jazz, swing, bebop, hard bop, free funk fusions, and, of course, Hammond B3. Many of the best jazz musicians are from right here in South Louisiana.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
All right, we're back and to complete our segment of with Madame Odile and to talk about the activity that's going to be held again at Barnes & Noble and any other fundraising activities which you have in the future.
Yes, thank you, John, for that. We will be having a scavenger hunt at Barnes & Noble at 4:30. And at 6, we're going to have some students, you know, singing in French. And after that, we're going to have the honor to listen to Mr. Gino de la Fosse. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have another scavenger, La Chasse au Trésor, at 6:45.
Treasure
so,
hunt.
Yes. So mm-hmm. it's going to be from 4:30. I'm talking about the event. It's going to be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. on March the 24th at Barnes & Noble, by the mall on Johnson Street.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. Gino.
Yes, sir.
Is there any other thing that you feel that you can do in support or other than what you now are involved in? Are there any other musicians that you can perhaps are listening to right now that you can encourage them to perhaps give their effort in support of this effort?
Yeah, well, if anybody wants to come by on Friday, if you're free and you're not doing anything, like I said, it's going to be an unplugged session. If you want to come by and join me and do a couple of numbers or just talk and have a little interview and stuff going on, anything that you think that you might be able to do, we'd love mm-hmm. to have you. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, that's good, because, you're being heard right now that Lil Buck and Lee Allen Zeno, Reggie, Durrell and his whole entourage are going over there. Also, Patti Band, they are heading to Austin, Texas right now for his special session tonight in recognition of Buckwheat. And so I'm sure if they have some time, they may just walk by there and perhaps in support that as well. So many other musicians who are listening right now, you are invited to join in with Gino and sit down and let's have a conversation of some sort. I'm going to try to make it. I will be there.
Thank you.
This Friday.
Thank you.
To perhaps and play whatever part in Melvin and I. We're going to be there. We're going to try to support that as much as possible.
Thank you.
And is there, I can't remember.
Félicité.
Félicité. Mm-hmm. Would you like to say something before we would it kick charge?
Est-ce que tu veux dire quelque chose?
Oui, je veux bien dire quelque chose. Que ce genre d'initiative est très bien.
Type of initiative is really good.
Surtout pour l'évolution de la région.
Most of all for the evolution of the region.
Et je ne peux que dire KRVS, go.
Voilà, go KRVS. Yes, you know.
And she can,
thank you.
She can speak only a little English. Mm-hmm. But I think she can speak more English than what she's putting up.
Yeah, I think so too, John.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How we do it? How we do it?
Yeah.
So I want to add something, if you allow me.
Yeah,
so
please.
I want to say that we have other events coming.
Yes.
We're going to have a breakfast fundraiser on April the 8th at Myrtle Place, you know, from 8 to 11. And on May the 6th, we're going to have another breakfast fundraiser before we leave to Martinique. We go to Martinique. So, and I would like to thank, you know, all the support that we received already. You know, we have the support of ACS Company, the computer company. Thank you so much for your support, especially to Mr. Tim Anderson, the president. Thank you so much for the Shining Light Foundation. Very happy to see you last time, you know, at the breakfast fundraiser. It was really, really great to see everybody. And we want to thank the community, you know, all the parents involved in this, all the helpers, the teachers, all the teachers at our school. Everybody is really concerned about this project and everybody is supporting as, you know, they can. And we really appreciate everybody. We really appreciate you and thank you so much for everything.
Well, that's what you need. You need community effort before.
Absolutely. And we're still waiting for the community to react,
they
you
will.
Know.
They will.
And especially, you know, I send a letter to the mayor office and I still didn't hear from them, you know, and we're still waiting. We hope
might just pick up the
president,
phone
I hope the mayor president is listening or someone, you know, in the office is listening to me this morning. We really hope that you're going to support
I'm sure he will, probably.
You know, our project, because it's a really, really, you know, interesting project.
Before we close out, Gino, is there any place that you're playing right coming up?
I just would like to invite everybody to come out to Park Hardy this afternoon at 1 o'clock. We're playing the walkathon, cancer walkathon there, from 1 till 3. So if you out and about, don't have nothing to do, come on by and meet us, and we promise to make you dance and guarantee you a good time.
Now, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
you don't have to put a great effort on that because you already has a reputation of playing. That's why our other guests over here saying that she's going out dancing at 1 o'clock or sometime this afternoon. And where are you going to dance?
I'm going to dance to my daddy on the stage right there.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I want to see that.
Okay. Huh? She said she's dancing on the stage.
On the stage. Do you play an instrument?
No, sir. I used to play clarinet a long time ago in band, but that's it.
That'd be a new instrument in
the
radio, right?
But I put a triangle under the seat of my truck, so she's going to play today.
She's going to play today. She's playing today. Okay.
The triangle I can play, yeah.
She's playing today.
I used to play the scrub board when I was young, too. They have a bunch of pictures of me doing that.
Well, good.
Sounds like you got you another scrub board player today.
I might take a look at them in his place. You never know.
Yeah, well, that's good, though. Anyway, but thank all of you for coming by. And ladies and gentlemen, again, before we close, think about what you do for this effort in support of the students from Myrtle Place who would love to have your support and financial support and receive your financial support to be able to attend this wonderful trip and exchange of students in Martinique.
It will be at Barnes & Noble?
Yes, Barnes & Noble on March the 24th.
Okay, and yes. Bryce want to say something. Go ahead, Bryce.
Go ahead, Bryce.
Shout out to my mom and my grandmother, Celeste De La Fosse and Lee Grew.
Very good.
Hi, Celeste De La Fosse. This is Madame Odile.
Uh-huh. And the other thing, too, we were talking about other musicians that come out. One thing you could do is if you're not planning on buying a book, you could bring some CDs, sell the CDs, and put the money in as a contribution to the trip.
Wonderful.
So just an idea.
Wonderful idea.
The musician. We got a lot of musician plays a lot of that. A lot of Zydeco. So this is part of the culture.
That's
we greatly
that's
appreciate
right.
your help.
And thank you again.
Thank you.
Leroy Thomas is having his appreciation party today. It was going to be in the ultimate. He changed it because of the rain possibility. It has moved to Red Dogs in Eagan, and that is tonight from 8 p.m. until free. Cowboy Stew, free admission, and there'll be other bands that's going to be playing also. So that is Leroy Thomas's appreciation party tonight in Eagan, starting at 8 p.m. I love the way you talk. I love the way you
dedication to my Zydeco. I'm coming back home, baby.
Allons à l'écoute ici, cher. I'm gonna take you old time with a new school flavor. Good job. Attention, cher. Oh yeah, baby. I'm gonna take you with me. Hey, toi. Can't forget the roots of Zydeco, no. I went to the Zydeco. You know I had a ball talk. I didn't wanna come home. Now when I got back, Cartel was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say, don't you hit me, Cartel. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartel. I can't take you no more. Don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartel. You know you make me feel sad. It's what. Do it, y'all. Hey, y'all. Old time. Hip hop. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run, wanna have some fun. I met this girl. She was in the club. She looking so good.
put her face in my chest. I thought she was feeling it too. She said, I'm ducking my head, 'cause Katen passing some licks at you. Say, don't you hit me, Katen. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Katen. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Katen. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Katen. You know you make me feel sad. That's what. Hey, Katen. Hey, Horace. New job. Old time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, babe. Give me some. I'm going to take it way back. Hey, to her. Old time. Yeah, man, do it. Take it way back. What a new school for you.
Right, we had an old time Saturday morning, huh, John?
Yeah, we certainly have. We had an old time Saturday morning when we had a lot of guests. Before we signed off, Melvin, my good friend David Egan, they're going to have a David Egan songbook, a celebration of the life and legacy of musician and songwriter David Egan. It's going to take place on March the 23rd at Vermilionville. and from 7 p.m. until. And then on Friday, on March the 24th, again at Vermilionville, that's going to all take place again in support of that. We're going to have Marsha Ball, CC Adcock, Ryder Romero, David, and Kristen. Well, a bunch of musicians are going to be there. Anyway, Melvin, thank you very much. A good program another Saturday morning. Yep. Stay tuned for Herman Fuselier coming up.
He's so excited to be here today. I mean, he just can't stand it. This is a beautiful Saturday. It's our second beautiful Saturday. Love to come in here and write all this stuff down. It just makes our day.
Oh, we just got to make sure we account for everything. We want to do it. We just want to do it.
That's it. But also, congratulations again, John, for you to be inducted.
Well, thank you.
And it's a beautiful thing. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being with us this Saturday. We'll be back again next Saturday, and we'll do it all over again. And wish all of you well. And just remember, if you drink,
just don't drive or even get on the highway. There was a tragedy that took place right here on I-10 just recently, this week. A 21-year-old young man, and wasn't looking where he was going, ran into the back of an 18-wheeler. It was Tuesday, I think, or Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, and lost his life right there on the scene.
I heard there was a tragedy in Opelousas. As a young man took his life.
Yeah.
For bullying?
Bullying.
Come on, people. Yes. I mean, you know.
Student, please.
Please check your kids and see if they're being bullied. They may not tell you if they come from school and they feel bad and stuff. Try to find out what is going on with them. And teachers, you got to look and pay attention to what's going on with your kids. Because what happens, they don't just bully outside of the classroom. They bully inside the classroom, too. So, please, we just do not need kids to be taking their lives from being bullied. That just don't make sense to me.
Such a handsome young man that had a future in his life.
Don't make sense. So, somewhere, somebody failed to see the sign.
And I also want to congratulate, there were some students that were recognized this past Wednesday over at the school board recognition program, and there were two of them, one at Karen Crow High and one I believe was at Lafayette, or one of the schools here in Lafayette, that outstanding students. I just want to congratulate all of them for doing so.
All right, then we're gonna get out of the way and let Gino take us out. Gino, thank you for coming in today, and we'll see you on the road somewhere doing something. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend, and Herman is right behind us.
Tell me, when will I be
kissing you. Oh no.